Well, joining us on the line from Cairo now is Walid al-Haddad. He's a member of the Muslim Brotherhood, also the Freedom and Justice Party. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Haddad. Now, first of all, can you please elaborate a bit more on this decision taken by Mohamed Morsi, which goes against the ruling of the Constitutional Court in Egypt?
Yes, really, we are honored by the decree from President Mohamed Morsi. Today, it's one of the largest happiness day from the Egyptian people. Now we have returned our will again. More than 30 million have been voted for the parliament, and now we are returning our will again by the decree of Dr. Mohamed Morsi, and now Dr. Saad Al-Katatni, the chief of the People's Assembly, the House, he made a statement to thank and to welcome the decree from President Mohamed Morsi. I think now the parliament will start very fast to make their meetings, and this decision is a presidential decision, because now Dr. Mohamed Morsi has the authority as an elected president, and he has the power now to make any decision. It's a managerial decision, actually, or administrative decision. There is no relation between this decision and the last one of the Supreme Constitutional Court. So now we are honored by this decree from President Mohamed Morsi.
Right, Mr. Haddad, but where does this leave the independence and authority of the judiciary in Egypt if the president can simply override its decisions by a decree?
No, we cannot call this override for the judicial decisions, because this is an administrative decision from the president, and also he have another statement or another article in this decree, which is there is another elections for the parliament after 60 days from approving the new constitution. So this is the authority, and this is the decree from the president, and there is no relation and no override of any judicial decisions. Actually, we are talking about the executive authority from the president, and there is the legislation which is now and currently with the parliament. Again, there is three important authorities or powers. The first one is the executive power, which is currently with the president, and the judicial power, which is with the court. And we have the legislation, which is currently with the parliament, and SCAF has no power right now. We are dealing with the SCAF as we are proud, actually, with the armed forces. But when we are talking about SCAF, they are now must return to their positions in order to save our security, but they have to leave and deliver all the power to the president. By this decree from Mohamed Morsi, Dr. Mohamed Morsi, the president, now he is talking with all the people that we have a legislative power with the parliament and the executive power with the president, and in a few hours, maybe tomorrow maximum, he will announce the prime minister.
Right, but how is SCAF responding to this? I understand that the new president, Mohamed Morsi, wants to work hand in hand with the SCAF, but how are they responding to this, considering they had taken over the legislative authority in the country and they still wield a veto power over any constitution that may be presented?
Yes. Yeah, they have to accept the presidential decree, because it's from the upper leader from our country, which is the president, the elected president. Dr. Mohamed Morsi now is the president for all Egyptian people. SCAF or the Constitutional Court or any other entity have to stick to their decision, and they have to accept it. And now we can see there is some protests in Tahrir Square. They are welcoming the decree from President Mohamed Morsi, and I think the Supreme Council for Armed Forces, they will accept, and this issue will pass very smoothly, because we have another battles, actually, between the president, street, SCAF, in order to gather all entities under the same umbrella, which is the importance of Egypt now and how to make the stability for our country, how to develop our economy. It's a big mission for all entities in order to have the development, the clear position for Egyptian people and returning Egypt's leading position in the Middle East and in the world.
And also, Mr. Haddad, before the lower house of parliament was dissolved, a 100-member committee was supposed to be formed by the parliament to choose people who will further work on the constitution and present Egypt with a new constitution. Is that now going to go ahead?
The Constitutional Assembly has been formed 3 weeks ago, and they are now working in drafting the constitution. They elected their chief, and also they have the secretary general, and they have different divisions for drafting the first civil constitution in Egypt. They will work very hard in order to have the first civil constitution who will be the choice of the people, not the choice of any entity like SCAF or others. Now we will have the constitution written from our people and to serve our people. The Constitutional Assembly will continue for their work, and they will have maybe in 1 or 2 months the first draft for Egyptian constitution.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Waleed Al-Haddad, a member of the Muslim Brotherhood and the Freedom and Justice Party. They're joining us from Cairo. Many thanks, Mr. Haddad, for your comments here on Press TV.